CX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's really Biden's fault. This is essentially what the White House director of the National Economic Council, Kevin Hassett, is saying about the high egg prices. Hassett saying President Trump will have a bird flu plan next week. He indicates that there may be a way to deal with the spread of bird flu without killing so many hens. President Trump promised to lower grocery prices on day one, says House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
It's a toxic bait and switch that is underway, and we will continue to push back forcefully.
The Trump administration's granted a request for a federal disaster declaration for Kentucky, where torrential rain and flooding has killed at least 8 people, and snow is on the way. In the Elon Musk Office of Government Efficiency efforts, Energy Department officials are unable to get in touch with some critical nuclear workers in a frantic attempt to rehire them. That according to an internal email obtained by ABC News. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has signaled that he's moving ahead with President Trump's proposal to transfer the Palestinian population out of Gaza. Secretary of State Rubio's discussed the plan with Netanyahu this weekend. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Marcus Moore.
He also reaffirmed President Trump's plan to move Palestinians from Gaza to neighboring Egypt and Jordan, but that plan has already been rejected by leaders in Egypt and Jordan who are working on an alternative that would see Palestinians staying in Gaza. Now, Secretary Rubio also said a peace in Gaza is not possible if Hamas is allowed to continue being a governing force there and a military force in the region.
Wyoming reporting its first human bird flu case. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton.
There's been no sign of human-to-human transmission, no sign of this being contagious, which is that factor that leads to outbreaks. Now, that is something we're closely watching, and that's why we don't have to be frightened, but we must remain aware and cautious.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy K. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great food and drink and live music, and you can watch the big game on the big screens. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. And you can find the menu and all the events at LazyOafLounge.com. Let's kick the hour off with a double dip of something out of Rocker's Closet. It's Magic 7. It's Julio. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of Magic 7 to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. That song is called Mendota. That was actually released back in 2011 on an EP that they released. I believe it was their last EP they released. Julio before that. That's an old song. What, 1997? Maybe-ish? We were y'all young kids back then. Magic 7 for a double dip to kick off your 7 o'clock hour. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay. Coming up this hour, Rocker is here. We're going to have a chat with him and Alice, too. We're going to throw Alice on the radio, too. And Terry Barr is going to call in and say hi as well during that interview. Coming up next hour, Kaylin Cole is in town visiting with Lexi Liu from Georgia. They're both in studio after 8 o'clock today. Actually, full disclosure, they were here on Wednesday night. We recorded the interview. But it's a great interview. Plus, they played a couple of songs live. And we have a brand new track to debut from Kaylin later tonight. It's a Max Inc. debut. Stand by for that. And I have a huge show announcement that we're going to get to at some point tonight. And Rob Roberts will be in after 10 o'clock with After Hours. I would love to hear from you as well. You can text the show. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text from the Civic Media app. You want to get that app on your phone anyway, because that's the best way to listen to Civic Media. Music on the way this hour from Electromag. We'll do some Subatomic. Those two are related. I'm sure you know how. Also, we'll do some Iron Plow because Rocker's here. Right now, it's some more Rocker Closet material. Here is a band called Mind Ox and the song The Whale. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
but can outrun the swift pleasures of sin. When there was so much more than I needed those days, when I prayed for shelter and then I prayed for rain. I just wanted someone to touch me. At the same time, I loved being lonely, being lonely, being lonely, being lonely.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Electromag out of Madison, Wisconsin, and their song Gazer. Ooh, that's a jam right there. Hey, Rocker's in studio. We're going to have a chat with him in just a couple of minutes. Get Terry Barr on the phone. Alice isn't here. It's a big party here at Civic Media. Let's do some Iron Plow right now. This is We Fly Divine. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. On Civic Media, we are local music, Iron Plow, and We Fly Divine. Hey, Rocker is here. We're going to have a chat with him In just a couple of minutes, Terry Barr is going to join us on the phone as well. You can too, 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. You don't have the app yet? Well, this is an easy fix. You can go to your favorite app store or grab a link right now at civicmedia.us. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. You can come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and the upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Noah's Ark Pet Store here in Madison, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall. They have cat and kitten adoptions. In fact, when you walk in, you're going to be meted by a bunch of kitties. It's so awesome. Plus, they have organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Visit them. They're our local Northside business, Noah's Ark Pet Store in Northgate Mall, Noah's Ark Pet Store.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come with us, now here we go. clip. Such a nice trip. Now let's all go for a ride. You take a deep breath.
There's some good rock and roll for you right there. The Mighty Subatomic on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Sanctum Cerebellum. Oh, the Mighty Subatomic. Hey, folks, I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, if you want to grab that app, it's available right now for you on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, or find it on your favorite app store. It's truly the best way to listen to Max Inc. Radio because you can take us anywhere. It's time to say hello to my good friend, my brother, my radio brother, and, well, whatever else he is. Rocker, how are you, man?
What's happening, Jimmy?
It's great to see you. Oh, Alice is here, too. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jimmy.
And on the phone with us right now is Terry Barr. Hi, Terry.
Hey, hi there.
Terry.
Great to talk with Rocker. We're all together.
Yay.
Oh, man. It is so great to be back here at Max Inc. Radio. Fantastic.
Terry.
You sound good.
He looks good, too. he looks like a slimmed down Rocker. How many pounds have you lost?
Whoa. Oh, like probably 20.
20 pounds.
And yeah, since Christmas.
You look like you're 45 again.
Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy. I'll take that.
How are you feeling, Rocker? Fill us in on the latest in your health update.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you, after, you know, a brief stay in the hospital after the day after Christmas when my heart event happened. But now I've been getting stronger every day, so I'm getting in shape. I'm eating good food. We're, you know, keeping on a good diet and, you know, the doctors say, hey, you know, you should be ready to drum here come summer, maybe.
Summer.
We'll have to see. So maybe fall.
Yay!
Fall, we'll get some more shows going on.
What has it been like for you, Alice, keeping, I mean, Rocker, he's Rocker and I are probably have this in common, where we don't like to be idle. We have to do stuff all the time. What is it like for you to say, Rocker, you can't do that?
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It's like, especially when it's like snowing outside and it's like, nope, you're not going out there to shovel. I'm going to go shovel for you. No big deal. But I'm like, you know what you can do? Chop up all these vegetables for me for dinner because we're eating a lot of vegetables.
Yeah. And that was the other thing we were talking about off air, Terry. There, Alice was telling me about the diet change, mainly the sodium.
Yeah, we're on the, it's called DASH, which is, funny enough, the name of our dog, which means dietary alternative to salt to stop hypertension. So I've been a foodie, like I've been like a healthy, you know, I like to eat healthy, cook food, you know, but I never really had sodium on my radar. I really honestly never like, oh, like we use salt, no big deal, you know, but all of a sudden you pick up a can of tuna, you pick up your taco seasoning, you pick up your spaghetti sauce, you're like, oh, oy vey, let's get rid of this and make everything from scratch. Like even, you know, I mean,
isn't it incredible to read those labels?
Yes.
And it's in everything. Yeah. Big amounts.
Yes.
Too.
Yes. Big prop. So it's really what it comes down to is eating really clean, you know, picking up something, a fruit, a vegetable that you don't even have to read a label because all processed food has sodium in it. So just avoid, you know, anything that's in a box, you know, stay to the outside of the grocery store, stay to your fruits, your vegetables, your meats, your dairy, and avoid all the boxed and packages.
That's so hard to do these
days,
too.
How do you like it?
Well,
you
know, it opens up a lot of, you know, different foods that you can cook that you didn't realize. And, you know, you start spicing your food on your own and you realize that when you take the time to actually cook the food on your own. And I mean, there are so many videos out on YouTube that you can watch to cook that you can make some totally amazing food, believe it or not. Doesn't have to come from a restaurant, a box, or a can.
No, Rocker's really good with seasoning, and he's a really good chef. So it's just more of like, hey, here's a bunch of vegetables, you know, go make something. And he comes up with some really good stuff. And we're just eating, you know, eating regular meals, watching the sodium, staying away from processed sugar as well, you know, and exercise, you know, as much as you can as he's getting stronger. Rocker's definitely on a healing journey. He's lost some weight. He's definitely looking a lot better, sounding a lot better. This has been a huge learning curve. And, you know, healing is not a straight up line, as we learned from one of the nurses, which we love. The paramedics, all the nurses, all the professional medical people have been so helpful. And Rocker even has a really good team for his rehab, too, as well. So we're really blessed that it happened the way it did. We're in Madison. We've got a lot of support. And it's been good. We're learning a lot. And
I'm
we have.
So glad.
Yeah. Thank God.
I know there's been talk, some talk about this. I spoke with Kevin about this just briefly last night at the Happy Hour Love. But, you know, one silver lining that might come out of this is, you know, kind of an effort spearheaded by Kevin, maybe you and some other people in the community to be able to get, you know, bartenders in the Madison area trained on CPR or make sure there's the defibrillators in establishments, like independent venues like the Gamma Ray that necessarily can't afford it themselves. Can you speak to that, Rocker?
Yeah, it's definitely, there's been some talk going around. And so people think that this is a pretty great idea. I haven't talked to anyone yet who said, oh no, what are you kidding? Why? You know, so when you think of fans, you think of musicians that are in these bars, and these types of things happen, you know, whether we like it or not. And it would certainly, I think, be best to have people, you know, instead of having to run to the next bar across the street, who knows where a nurse is, who knows how to do this, you know, have those people there that, you know CPR and, you know, if they need to grab the AED device off the, you know, everybody knows they're hanging in the big venues like the Sylvie and, you know, other larger places that maybe have money. So we're, you know, we got to figure out a way to maybe come up with a way to fund them. And, you know, fund this training. And maybe that's one of the things we can do. So there's a little talk going on about trying to, you know, organize that.
Go ahead, Terry.
Well, and it's interesting because you have taught a lot of people to think about this. I don't know if you even realize that, because now I think people realize if that happened to Rocker, that could happen to anybody at any age, just not knowing how they're doing their own health-wise. So I think people really appreciate how open you have been to talk about this, but that you also want to take it that next step to try to help someone else down the road. So, Rocker, just know that people are so grateful, and they're also so happy to know that you're doing so much better.
Well, I'm usually fairly private, you know, about most of this stuff, but hey, I died on stage, man, you know, in front of everybody. Yes. So, you know, and you know, gratefully, that actually probably helped me out a lot because, you know, my son, who took CPR, was right there, right on the spot, you know, giving me aid. And then other people came, as well as, you know, the emergency technicians within like 6 minutes. So, you know, if that maybe happened in private or happened somewhere else, you know, I may not be talking to you right now, but there was a lot of people there who weren't going to let me go. So, I'm back here to rock.
Back here to rock. Rocker, yeah. Allison, Terry Barr is on the phone with us here. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. Mm. What was that conversation like with Nico, your son, a couple days when you get home? I mean, that had to be very emotional between you and Nico. I know this is kind of a personal question, and maybe just answer it best.
I mean, well, you know, let me say something. Like, because when Racker, you know, woke up in the hospital, like, he definitely was out of it. You know what I mean? Like, it was definitely, like, it was when the physician at UW Hospital was, like, checking him in and saying, okay, you know, we've got him stabilized. We're going to send him up to the cardiac wing. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a rough 48 hours. And he was not lying. Let me tell you, that was rough. And so when Racker, like, woke up finally after being intubated and, you know, sedated and everything, I just kept telling him, and I had to keep repeating it because he didn't really remember it. And it was like, I'd see him the next day, like, you know, 24 hours later. And he was just like, I had a heart attack. And I was like, yeah, honey, I know. I was here yesterday. You know what I mean? And I told him,
fully,
I'm like,
aware.
Yeah, I'm fully aware. Yeah. And I told him, I said, you know what? If you're going to have a heart attack, the stars aligned for you, because your family, your friends, and the music scene saved your life, because anywhere else that this happened. And so I told him the story, you know, your son went up there and I'm on the phone with 911, Kevin running, you know, trying to find a nurse to call, you know, another person, because you can't do CPR for more than a minute. So as soon as Nico started CPR, you know, Kevin's looking for someone else, and the paramedics, like, literally, I felt like they just showed up almost instantaneously. But it was crazy. I still can't believe it sometimes, but he really, it's the music scene, his family, his friends. I mean, if it would have happened any other way. So that's, Nico's been a big part of it. He's very humble about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nico's not, he doesn't want to talk about it, and he's very humble, and he just did what he had to do.
Yep. Efficiently.
Yep.
Well, I have kind of a difficult question on top of all of this. It happened at an odd time because you were at the end of the year, but then you were still doctoring and you continue to doctor in a new year.
Yep.
What does that do financially?
Well, we do have, you know, deductible as all insurance. You know, I mean, we have, thank God we have good insurance, but we definitely have a deductible and we have maximum out of pocket. And I'm sure we're going to meet the maximum out of pocket for 2024 and 2025. I mean, these billing things take a long time. I go on there, it still says pending, you know, So we'll have to see. We're not quite sure how everything's going to shake down and what's all. I've kind of put that in the back of my mind because just everyday bills are already enough. Right. You know what I mean? And the property tax bill just came out. And so I'm just kind of like, you know what? Oh, I'm focused on, today is Saturday, tomorrow is Sunday, and then comes Monday. That's what's going to be. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So.
I tell you, it's a lot cheaper to just eat well now, so avoid sodium.
And exercise. Exercise. I mean, honestly, exercise is a big part of it. You know, get your heart, you know, you do your cardio, and that could be a brisk 30-minute walk every day. That's it.
It's like a...
say that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like a PSA you just did there for sodium, Rocker.
Yep.
Brought to you by the ad council. You
exactly.
Know?
Avoid your sodium and get your walks in.
You know, Terry and I, we know... the hospitalization and the cost of stuff is going to be pretty tremendous for you guys. I mean, unfortunately, in the world that we live in with the wonderful, quote unquote, medical programs we have here in the United States, you know, you're going to pay out the nose probably for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt like we needed to do something to help you all out with the medical bills. So behind your back, Rocker, very sneaky about this. We have put together a benefit show for you. And if you were listening earlier in the day, this is the big concert announcement that we're about to make here on Max Inc. Radio. Okay?
Wow.
Oh boy.
So this is big. And before I tell you the nuts and bolts of it, basically is, you know, at this show, the bands are going to get paid a bit. You guys are going to get some money out of this. And Mama Cares is going to get some money out of this, too. It's going to be a benefit for Rocker and your family and Mama Cares. Circle the date on the calendar right now. Sunday, May the 4th.
Wow.
Be with you. And it's the perfect date for you, Rocker, because you're a big Star Wars fan. It's at the...
Oh, no. You know how... He's going to dress up for this.
Yeah, well, of course he would. It's going to be at the Burr Oak. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak. It is the Rocker Jamboree. It's a benefit show for Rocker.
I love that.
His family. Also, Mama Cares. The Rocker Jamboree featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7.
What?
That is your lineup?
No freaking way.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Goosebumps.
I don't even know what to say right now.
How did you pull this off, Jimmy?
It was magic.
Like, no.
It was magic. Seriously, wow. I reached out to Paul and Butto and Brian Mole from Subatomic and Electromag. And really, I got to give props to Butto because he's the one that said, because I originally just asked for Last Crack. He was like, well, Mind Ox and Magic 7 are in too.
And, wow. No way. This is going to be awesome.
We just heard Mind Ox and Magic 7.
Wow. Now you know why we played those songs.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, I'm so excited because, like, I love all those people. So it'll be super fun to hang out with them and, like, have it be something for Rocker. Like, how special is that? Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Well, that's such
a... It gives you guys a little time to just kind of keep working on the process.
Yes.
And then by May, you know, you guys will be ready to just kind of see a lot of people and get a lot of hugs. So,
Oh my God. I love you guys. This is incredible. I cannot even tell you. I'm like speechless.
It's a big, and there's a lot of more people involved. Of course, the bands, once again, Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, Magic 7, Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. It's presented, of course, by Civic Media, 92.7 WMDX, and Max Inc. Radio. And we got some sponsors, too. I got to say thank you to our sponsors, Aftershock Classic Arcade.
Wow.
Brainstormer Studios, The Ethical Trade Company here in Madison, Ginter's Guitar Shop of Madison.
Oh, my gosh.
Of Wisconsin. Yeah. Also, Madison Drum Makers and the Aaron Weber Group. They're all sponsors of the show.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. I could cry.
And thanks to all of them.
Oh, my God, Jimmy. This is so awesome. Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Jimmy,
this is crazy.
Yeah, I'm really... This is very emotional.
We're touched.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a great
Jimmy,
show.
I don't think anyone said no. I think everybody you asked said, what else can we do?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You have
I'm
been
floored.
So great in Me asking too. All these wonderful people. Yeah.
Wow.
Should we
this
make
is
it
incredible.
Should we make it official? You want to hear the promo that's been made for this?
Yeah,
yeah
we
let's
do.
Let's hear it.
Let me throw it in the thingamabob here.
Yeah, this will make it official. I love that.
This is so fun. This will give us something to look forward to. It's like, you know, this is incredible, you guys.
All right, here, check this out. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack. Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advanced tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. It's official, Rocker.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
Thank
incredible.
You.
I'm blown
Thank
away.
Thank you, guys.
It's like a surprise birthday party.
It is.
It's totally funny.
Surprise. Well, and Jimmy K hushed everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't hear a peep.
I didn't either. Wow.
No, I'm so glad. I was so afraid somebody would say, oh, hey, we can't wait. And I thought, oh, we got this far. We made it.
Everybody was under strict orders. Hey, Terry, it's great to hear you. We only got 20 seconds here. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Terry.
I could not miss that. We love you both so, so much.
Thank you, Terry, Jimmy.
Party. And yeah, it's going to be terrific, you guys.
I can't wait.
Welcome back and just, yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be a great time.
Thank you.
Rocker, Alice, I love you guys.
We love
Thank
you.
Thank you for coming
you,
in.
Jamie. Yes.
Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May 4th. We'll talk more about it over the next couple of months, guaranteed. Let's hear some Last Crack right now. It's wow. My burning time.
Oh, my
God. Max Inc on Civic Media. We are local music.
How the hell did you...
Schaefer, let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underlee or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has requested access to an IRS data system that retains the personal tax information on millions of Americans, according to two people familiar with the matter. Access had not been granted as of this weekend, several sources tell ABC News. The request triggered alarm inside the government and among privacy advocates. Musk has alleged, without evidence or examples of wrongdoing, that federal workers were defrauding taxpayers. Energy Department officials are unable to get in touch with some fired critical nuclear workers in a frantic effort to rehire them, according to an internal email obtained by ABC News. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
The sweeping shakeup dismissed 13 immigration judges in training, two judges already on the bench, and five other mid-level managers that also hear immigration cases.
While immigration police say they've arrested more than 8,200 people, they've stopped giving figures. This is ABC News. One